1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. The CDC relaxing its mask requirements. They say vaccinated people can ditch their masks now. Director Rochelle Walensky yesterday said the CDC still highly recommends unvaccinated people wear their masks indoors or at outdoor gatherings where unvaccinated people are present. A spokeswoman for Governor Polis says he'll update the state mask order to follow CDC guidance shortly. A former staffer for Colorado Republican Congressman Doug Lamborn is suing Lamborn, claiming he didn't follow congressional COVID rules as required and government employees he made run for personal errands for his family. According to the Denver Post, Brandon Pope says he contracted the virus and was ultimately fired. Lamborn released a statement through a spokeswoman saying the claims are unsubstantiated and did not result in Pope's termination. The city of Denver has a novel way to get you to get a COVID shot. They're offering single-dose Johnson & Johnson vaccines at certain concerts at the city-owned Red Rocks. The first shots were given last night, along with a T-shirt and concessions voucher. Las Colonias Park is getting a big attaboy from the EPA. The park singled out for a federal Excellence in Reuse Award. Las Colonias, a former uranium processing facility, now transformed into the park, including a business zone, amphitheater, riverfront boat park, and trails for biking and hiking. Las Colonias, one of four similar projects across the country, winning the award this year. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is bringing out the fishing poles and other gear for Outdoor Heritage Day in Palisade tomorrow. Kids can earn a free pole after going through fishing learning stations and then have a chance at a prize for catching a tagged fish in the recently stocked pond at Riverbend Park. More than 25 organizations will be there with activities from 10 until 2 tomorrow. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.